Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Apollo 8, The Thrilling Story of the First Mission to the Moon by Jeffrey Kluger recounts the daring 1968 flight that became humanity's first journey to orbit another world. Rather than focusing on a lunar landing, the book spotlights the high-stakes decision to send three astronauts, Frank Borman, Jim Lovell, and Bill Anders around the moon months ahead of schedule, amid political pressure, technical uncertainty, and the backdrop of a turbulent year on Earth. Kluger, known for accessible science and history writing, frames the mission as a pivot point in the space race, when NASA risked a bold leap to regain momentum after setbacks and tragedy. The narrative emphasizes how engineering, management, and human resilience converge to make the mission possible, culminating in the iconic Earthrise moment and a Christmas Eve broadcast that reached a global audience. It is a fast-moving, human-centered account of the mission that set the stage for Apollo 11. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a calculated gamble in a compressed space race. A central theme is how Apollo 8 emerged from a climate where time, optics, and strategic urgency mattered as much as pure science. The mission was not originally planned as a lunar orbit flight, and the book emphasizes the managerial and political calculus that pushed NASA toward a dramatic change in trajectory. With the decade deadline looming and rival achievements feared, leaders faced an uncomfortable truth: incremental progress might not be enough. Kluger explores how NASA weighed incomplete data, changing intelligence assessments, and the institutional memory of earlier failures. He also highlights the tension between boldness and responsibility, showing that a decision of this magnitude required both engineering rationale and organizational nerve. The narrative frames Apollo 8 as a test of NASA's ability to adapt quickly, coordinate contractors, and accept risk without losing rigor. By treating the mission as a turning point rather than an inevitable milestone, the book illustrates how space exploration often advances through decisive moments when leadership chooses a path that is not fully proven. Readers see how urgency can sharpen focus, but also amplify the consequences of mistakes. Secondly, rebuilding confidence after setbacks and tragedy, the book places Apollo 8 in the shadow of earlier difficulties, especially the program's need to recover credibility and morale after painful losses. Kluger portrays NASA as an organization forced to confront the cost of ambition, then transform that grief into safer processes and more disciplined execution. This topic is not only about technology, but also about culture, how teams re-examined assumptions, improved testing, and strengthened communication across a vast network of engineers, managers, and astronauts. The narrative underscores that spaceflight reliability is built through thousands of unglamorous decisions, wiring standards, checklists, redundancy, and the willingness to slow down when something feels off. Yet Apollo 8 also required speed, creating a constant push and pull between caution and schedule. Kluger shows how confidence was rebuilt step by step, through rigorous simulations, improved systems integration, and a renewed commitment to learning from mistakes. The astronauts' preparation becomes a lens into this process, illustrating how training can expose weak points before flight. The result is a portrait of resilience, where institutional learning becomes as critical as rockets and computers. Thirdly, the human factor, crew dynamics, stress, and leadership, Kluger devotes significant attention to the astronauts as people, not just mission symbols. Apollo 8 required a crew that could operate under intense pressure, manage fatigue, and make sound judgments far from immediate help. The book highlights how individual temperaments and leadership styles shaped the cockpit environment, from command decisions to communication habits. The dynamic among Frank Borman, Jim Lovell, and Bill Anders illustrates the balance between authority, technical competence, and interpersonal trust. Kluger portrays training as both skill building and psychological conditioning, where repeated simulations develop not only procedures, but also calmness under surprise failures. The mission demanded precise navigation, constant monitoring of spacecraft health, and the ability to solve problems with limited time and imperfect information. Beyond technical tasks, the book explores the emotional weight of becoming the first humans to leave Earth's immediate neighborhood, with the isolation and perspective shift that followed. Readers see how mission success depended on disciplined teamwork, clarity in communication, and a shared commitment to the objective. In this telling, Apollo 8 becomes a story about human performance at the edge of the known, where personality and preparation can be decisive. Fourthly, engineering the journey, systems, navigation, and real-world risk. A major topic is the practical reality of flying to the moon and back with 1960s technology. Kluger explains how mission planners relied on a web of systems that had to work together: propulsion, guidance, communications, life support, thermal control, and re-entry protection. The book conveys that success was not about one breakthrough, but about integration, where a minor fault in one subsystem could cascade into larger danger. Navigation and trajectory corrections are presented as crucial because the crew and mission control needed to place the spacecraft into lunar orbit and later escape it with little margin for error. Cougar also emphasizes the distance factor. Once Apollo 8 was on its way, delays in communication and the impossibility of rescue made judgment and redundancy essential. The story captures the interplay between astronauts and ground controllers, showing how checklists and telemetry turned into lifelines. This topic demonstrates why spaceflight is an engineering discipline of anticipating failure, designing for contingencies, and practicing responses until they become automatic. By focusing on operational details without losing narrative momentum, the book helps readers appreciate how extraordinary outcomes arise from systems thinking and relentless verification. Lastly, Earthrise and the cultural meaning of lunar orbit. Apollo 8's legacy extends beyond the technical achievement, and Kluger treats its symbolic impact as a defining element of the story. The mission delivered a new visual and emotional framework, seeing Earth as a small, delicate world against the vastness of space. The book explores how the Earthrise moment and the crew's widely heard Christmas Eve broadcast resonated with a planet experiencing conflict, political upheaval, and social strain in 1968. By circling the moon, the astronauts offered more than a demonstration of national capability. They produced a shared global experience that blended awe, vulnerability, and unity. Kluger connects the mission's public reception to broader themes of meaning-making in exploration, why images, words, and timing can shape history as much as hardware. This topic also touches on the way Apollo 8 reframed the moon from a distant light in the sky into a reachable destination, making the subsequent landing attempt feel more plausible. The narrative suggests that the mission's cultural payoff was not an afterthought, but a powerful consequence of pushing human presence outward. Readers come away understanding how exploration can alter collective perception, not just scientific knowledge. In conclusion, this book best suits readers who enjoy narrative history, space exploration, and stories where leadership and engineering collide under real deadlines. It is also a strong choice for students and professionals interested in decision-making under uncertainty, because Apollo 8 illustrates how complex organizations balance risk, ethics, and ambition when the stakes are life and national credibility. The benefit to a reader's life is practical as well as inspirational. It models disciplined preparation, calm problem-solving, and the value of teamwork across specialized roles. Kluger's approach highlights that breakthrough achievements are usually the product of systems, process, and persistence rather than sudden genius. Compared to many Apollo-era books that center primarily on Apollo 11, this one makes a persuasive case that the first lunar orbit was the indispensable hinge of the entire program. By focusing on the mission that proved the path, tested the operations, and captured the world's attention, it offers a distinctive angle that feels both suspenseful and consequential. For buyers choosing among spaceflight titles, Apollo 8 stands out by combining human drama with accessible technical context and by emphasizing why this particular mission changed what humanity believed was possible. If you would like to support Jeffrey Kluger, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.